FM, and it is
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. A Friday edition of
Not Necessarily the News.
Yeah, baby.
The exciting cornucopia of current events and the what from the who's who's.
Huh?
Not
thank
the
you, Herschel.
Let's start right now. Hey, what happened?
Hey, our Hank Facebook Liverts streaming online. Happy Friday. Couple of tonight lead story. Nancy Pelosi announces she will be retiring from Congress. So that'll be wrapping up. And also announced yesterday they are shutting down and retiring, in a sense, after, over two centuries in existence, and that would be the Farmer's Almanac.
Oh, boy.
They said the season we hoped would never come is here, the historical publication announced. The 2026 edition of the Farmer's Almanac will be its last. They said over 200 years of sharing unique blends of weather, wit, and wisdom. Started back in 1818, Farmer's Almanac. Of course, it gives sage advice, salt of the earth, wit and wisdom, of course. But it's weather predictions over the years that we always usually talk about. So it's kind of ironic that they didn't see this coming.
Shut down.
R.I.P.
Lots of people in strife right now. There's election drama. There's political meltdowns on social media. And then there's Russell Crowe, who's coming in to save the day. The Aussie has a lot of love for the Stars and Stripes and tells Joe Rogan in his new podcast episode that the U.S. is the greatest country in the entire world. He says we've got the greatest potential for people, and despite the great divide we're feeling, nothing is finished. We're still in the process, and things can always get better. By the way, KB, do not worry about him planning a wedding and ruining your thunder.
Yeah.
He says things are perfect with his girlfriend and has no plans to ruin it.
There you go. Loves America. Loves
America.
She's staying a girlfriend. No plans to wife her up.
It's an actual quote from Russell Crowe right there.
America.
Yeah, we were on the red carpet last night. They rolled out Starbucks earlier this week, the new holiday cups. And there's one in particular that is causing quite the issue.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It is the Bearista cup, which are bear-shaped, clear, and they got a little hat as a lid. Yeah. And people really, really, really want them. In fact, so much so that yesterday, Starbucks apologized for not having enough and even starting the thing to begin with. Think the Stanley Cup thing from a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
That's what went down at just at least one Starbucks that we know of outside of just the Houston area where yesterday people in line got mad because they ran out and then went nuts over the Bearista collectible holiday Starbucks cup.
So
there was a melee, a deputy showed up, and arrests were made. Houston.
I was seen on one of the social platforms that the baristas were chiming in.
Mm.
And some of the stores, they only got one of the cups in entirety.
Yeah, it's like they almost didn't think this out. I don't know. Well, anyway, the barista cup, look for it at Starbucks near you. See, there's cocaine bear, but even more frightening is caffeine bear. That's the one you got to worry about.
What about the Mineral Wells bear?
Absolutely.
Nobody cares about him. I'm here for you, buddy.
We're tracking its progress.
George Strait may be 73 years old, but is not planning to sit down, eat tapioca pudding, and go to bed at 7:30. Oh, no. Rumors are swirling that he could be adding another show to the Lone Star State in the roster. He posted a cryptic Instagram illustration with the words, "Take me to Texas." That's also one of his songs. Mm-hmm. You're not keeping track at home.
Yeah.
Speculation is he'll be playing Lubbock on April 25th. Word is these tickets could be going on sale in mid-November. And I would expect to pay something pricey because it's only the VIP area. That show at Kyle Field had the biggest ticketed event in American history last year. 110,095 fans in attendance. He says he keeps trying to slow down, but fans calling him back. That's a nice problem.
Yeah, on this thing, there's a sign that he posted that says 425 miles, and people are, the reason they think it's Lubbock is because that's like roughly from his hometown, Pearsall. I don't buy it. Unless it's a Texas Tech thing, but they can still put more people more places. Jones ain't big enough. We'll continue to track that and the mineral wells there. That's what we do. By the way, speaking of Texas concerts, we do know of one in particular. July 2nd of next year, Laredo, Texas. That is when we finally can stop believing.
What?
Journey.
Never.
Yesterday announced a 60-show Final Frontier farewell tour Journey.
That's it.
Yeah, it'll kick off end of February in Pennsylvania next year. And it will wrap up July 2nd in Laredo, Texas. Which, if you've ever been to Laredo, Texas, you will stop believing pretty much in anything in Laredo, Texas right there. So, yeah, it's... They're never going to get back Steve Perry. It's not like the original Journey that we knew and loved. But this will be it for the entire rest of the band. And they're going their separate ways. That's right. Thank you.
So we've been hearing about turkeyflation for months. But does it really matter what takes center stage on that Thanksgiving table? Yes, it does. And it's not the bird. A new study shows that most of us prefer the sides over the turkey, and almost half of us don't even try any of that portion of protein at the meal. Top sides include the green bean casserole, mac and cheese, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, and stuffing at number one.
Wow, second year in a row for stuffing.
Well,
that's big, beating mashed potatoes.
How is that going to work in your new house? I mean,
wait, this just,
she's keto.
It's just an release from Mashed Potatoes saying about stuffing and the poll winning. They stole it. Everybody knows I had the biggest crowd at the dinner table. I won by a landslide and wants a recount. All right.
Stuffing. I'm sorry, Mashed Potatoes.
Speaking about counting, it was the last original music program produced on its network on CMT, which stands for
Country Music Television.
Former employee thereof, Heather Lee. But now the CMT Hot 20 Countdown is gone.
Cody, and where now, you going, Cody?
And now I guess they just show what it's CMT, like Duck Dynasty over and Wife Swap.
Oh, yeah. No, they have the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders show as well.
Don't forget,
and Golden Girls.
So just like MTV at the end of the year.
Which, by the way, they're owned by the same company.
It's weird how that all works out.
They're getting rid of all their videos. It's over. And our buddy Cody Allen, who has hosted it now for like 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a long
like
time.
Like that. So, stay strong, Cody. We know you. Love
you. We love you.
That's right. And earlier this week, several Miss Universe contestants walked out of an event after one of the officials holding it called Miss Mexico Dem. Yeah. Yeah. The head of the pageant said contestants must be treated with respect and dignity.
Right.
Until the swimsuit competition.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
You got to look good.